Remember this day 5 years ago? Well, Leo Varadkar was Taoiseach and he was in Washington for the St. Patrick's Day events. He stepped up to the mic and he said he needed to talk to us all about the coronavirus. And then he announced that the government was taking the unprecedented step of immediately shutting down the country's schools and colleges. It was meant to be for just 2 weeks, but it lasted for the rest of that school year. On March the 12th, 2020, our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly reported from St. Joseph's School in the Coolock area of North Dublin. She returned this week, 5 years on.
There was laughter and delight among fourth class pupils at St. Joseph's Primary School as they watched their junior infant selves captured on film on this day in 2020, the day the schools shut down. 5 years older now, their memories of that day and the weeks that followed are vivid.
I remember just all of us going home, and I remember just like the few following days we like got Play-Doh and all to play. We got lunches and we'd be on Zoom calls and all. And I just remember missing all my friends and all.
I remember like when they used to bring lunches to our houses and stuff, and like we used to get like milks and stuff like that.
Our teacher, Miss Sochik, would go on Zoom calls. She would tell us to like tell us how we feel. And she like play a load of games with us.
5 years ago, we also met Molly Rose Richardson and Jack O'Shea. Then in sixth class, they were helping prepare care packs for children to take home with them. Now Molly Rose and Jack are in fifth year. This is how they look back.
It was mental, like, and living with two little brothers as well. It was so hard on my mum and all, like, not being able to do like the hobbies and all I was doing at the time. It was hard, like, not being able to go see my friends or even come to school. As much as I used to give out about school, I couldn't even go to school.
I didn't know what to do. I was lost, I was. Because normally I'd be playing, like, football or doing something outside, but you couldn't leave the house at all. And you'd be just thinking of what to do the next day, like what you're cooking or something.
5 years on, schools say the negative impact of the pandemic shutdown continues to be felt. School attendance has fallen significantly, with more than one in four primary students missing out on 20 days or more now, compared to just one in 10 before the pandemic. The change is most marked in disadvantaged schools. Rose Marie Gaffney is principal at St. Joseph's.
All the staff, teachers, SNAs, had ingenious ways to engage with the children at home, keep them busy. We had whole school events, junk art, PE exercises, maths games. We did the works. I'm very proud of all of the work that the staff did during that time, connecting back to the children at home.
It was so important, wasn't it?
100%, yeah, absolutely crucial. And then when we returned, it was seamless, and we were delighted to be back to our routines and to be in our comfort zone again, to be looked after by kind, caring staff, to feel safe again, to know what's happening, and to have a warm meal, to mix with our friends, and to get back down to the business of learning, or continue learning.
Now, 5 years on, looking back, 5 years from the start of it, what do you think the impact has been long-term for these children?
I think, without a doubt, our area for attention is with attendance. I guess often days are missed, one, two, here and there, and then they add up. So we just bring awareness to the fact that these days are accumulating and they do have an impact on learning in school. We're trying to encourage the children to take ownership of their own attendance, to make a really concerted effort to be in school every day, 5 out of 5. A lot of parents are asking me for therapeutic supports. We would be really pleased to be able to offer more multidisciplinary supports to their children.
You'd and be pleased to be able to offer more than you currently can, are you saying?
Absolutely. With support, with staff trained, and with the therapists on site, absolutely, we would like to be able to do that.
So do you see a greater need for that now since?
Indeed.
The lockdown was undoubtedly a hard time for children, but Jack O'Shea's view now is nuanced.
Do you think it has had a bad impact on your age group?
Yeah and no. Do you get me? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you'd be having like, you'd be like, oh, do you remember COVID and all? But you'd be like, oh, we got over it, now we're onto a new thing, like, do you get me? we didn't know what to be doing then, and then we're all right now. So it was all good.
Jack O'Shea, who's in fifth year at secondary school now, remembering 5 years ago and the closure of his primary school as a result of the COVID pandemic. Emma O'Kelly was reporting there.